I'm doing great. How are you today?
Do you have your costume all ready to go? Or everything's tailored and fit and ready to roll?
I'm ready to rock and roll. I am ready. Totally prepared.
Good. And well, hopefully we don't have to worry about any rain because that just throws a monkey in a wrench. You're going to get kids hopped up on sugar running around like mad people.
That's
anyhow.
Right.
You can't see them when it gets dark and when it gets rainy. So that's the fun news. Halloween's always a fun time. But you always have fun stuff going on at Ivy Tech. What have we missed in the week that we've it seems like it's forever ago, but this will be our last show of October. That can't possibly be right. So what's happening in November? Do we look that far ahead, or do we have to get through this weekend first?
Well, I'd like to share about Friday. We have
tomorrow
our annual,
night.
Which is great, our annual Family Fright Night. So tomorrow night on campus from 5 to 8, the staff and faculty create a really awesome annual event for students, for families to come out. It's a free event, and we have games and trick-or-treating, bounce houses, photo booth, free pizza. It's open to all family. Students, faculty, staff, and guests, and it's always a blast with staff and some of our students as well. Our Student Government Association do a great job. They decorate all day for the event, and so come on out to Ivy Tech. It's from 5 to 8, and then on Halloween, we have our annual employee, faculty, staff pitch-in, and so we all get dressed up, and, you know, it's just a lot of fun, and people bring lots of great stuff to eat, of course. And then we all get dressed up and take our annual Halloween Ivy Tech Bloomington picture. So it's a blast.
I always lament that when I was a kid, it seemed like you had Halloween and that was it. Now Halloween is an entire month of October.
That's right.
Because you get three or four weekends leading into Halloween. So the trick-or-treat loot patrol, it must be unbelievable to be a kid these days, because everywhere you look, at least here in Bloomington, everywhere you look, I think last night didn't the fraternities and sororities have a trick-or-treat deal? And then
that's
last weekend, RCA Park, and this weekend, and you guys, I mean, if you want to get after it, you can get after it. Maybe it's good I was born in the other generation where you only had one Halloween.
Kids have it great these days,
right? Tell you what, they're not walking both ways uphill to school in the snow. There's no doubt about any of that stuff. So that's a busy Family Fright Night. I read that the first time. I was like, Family Fight Night? That can't be any. Who wants to get into all that? So
that must be in another state. I don't know. We wouldn't do that here in
exactly, Indiana. Exactly, exactly, exactly. Now, you have something coming up that jumped off the page to me. It's called Career Development Week. Tell me what that's about. And how you're helping out with the students.
Right. So, you know, one of our main jobs is to assist our students, not only in the classroom, but then after they complete their degrees or certificates to get jobs and to go out into the workforce and be totally prepared. So Career Development Week, it's all next week. We have a variety of different events going on. We actually are helping students explore majors, helping them figure out what internships they might be interested in, some employment related to their field so they can meet a variety of recruiters prior to their graduation or completion of their degrees. And it's just a whole week full of career searching, career exploration, workforce excellence program that students can learn some skills that are critical today in today's workforce. You know, everybody wants somebody that's going to come to work every day that can communicate effectively and has some practical critical thinking skills. And so that's a great afternoon of some workshops. And then Thursday we'll help students practice interviews, you know, just even helping them look, you know, what are you going to wear, looking you in the eye, all of those kinds of things. And then Friday is Career Spots, which is a coffee and practice networking event, which will be pretty cool. So it's, you know, real life experiences that we're giving our students so that when they go out and they're trying to find that job or, you know, maybe they're trying to network at an event, that they know how to go around and talk to people and all of that. So kudos to the team and student affairs for making that happen. Katie Anderson leads the career development area, and I want to thank her and everybody that does such a great job.
You really have two kinds of students. You have students that come there to kind of get started in their collegiate career and get some credits and get comfortable. And then you have people that are on the other side, like this group, where they know what they want to do. They're certified. They're ready to go. And you're getting them ready for the workforce. How do you balance of those?
Well, you know, it's really our faculty and the staff that really understand both sides. And so we are completely geared toward both. You know, the person, the student, might not see how we balance those, but we do it internally and really, you know, give them what they need for where they are in their career or their life. So, you know, we'll have activities on campus that are geared toward the more traditional student, and then we'll have other things like these career things that'll really guide another type of student. So we've got a little bit of everything. You know, I talk about all the different things that we do for our students, and it's really a variety so that, you know, I might only want one or two of those things, but somebody else might like all of them. So that's how we do that.
Well, you have to, because that's where you serve them both, and it's great that you have the relationship with the business community and the professional community, and then also, obviously, the relationship with Indiana University, getting everybody sorted out and over there. All right, so next weekend, you've got the 12th Annual Bloomington Robotics Club and Ivy Tech Community College Robotics Contest. I can barely spell robotics, so I'm going to have you help me. This I remember. This is obviously annually. This is where everybody comes over and fights it out with their programs and everything else, right?
That's right. It's really cool. You know, Kirk Barnes is our dean of the School of Technology and has been running this along with the robotics, the Bloomington Robotics Club, and it's really awesome. So next weekend, November 4th, Saturday, from 9:30 to 2, I will actually have an awards event at 3:30. We'll be hosting that 12th annual Bloomington Robotics Club event. It's along with our college robotics group, and we'll have over 20 teams that'll compete in four different events, and we'll have a winner at the end, and that winner will receive $500. These are students from various high schools. There's individuals and all kinds of great things that will be happening. So we want to thank Cook Medical and, of course, Visual Edge and our own team at Ivy Tech for sponsoring that. And it's open to the public. If you even want to help and volunteer to participate in it, just let us know. So, again, November 4th, 9:30 in the morning till 2. Come on in and check out the robotics competition. It's going to be fun.
The chancellor of Ivy Tech is our good friend Jenny Vaughn. And you had such a fun deal down at the John Waldron Ivy Tech Art Center. You had to add more dates to it? What's going on down there?
Well, you know, many people have heard me, may have seen the article in the paper about our Ivy Tech Student Production Spring Awakening. It was a great article about the play and about the director and the actors, of course. The director is David Anspaugh. Everybody knows who he is. He directed the Hoosiers and Rudy. Well, he is directing our Ivy Tech Student Production Spring Awakening. So we added a new show. It's tonight. It is at 7:30, so you can need to contact the Buzzkirk, or you can call us at Ivy Tech to get a ticket. But you won't want to miss it. I'm excited. I get to go on Saturday with some friends, and it's supposed to be fantastic. I just want to let everybody know there is some adult content.
Leave the kids at home. Leave the kids at home.
This is your own Halloween treat to yourself to go to this play tonight. Got to do it, man. And it's clear outside. It's nice. No rain, so... come on out
tonight. Then exactly right. Get on that. Now, as the Center for Lifelong Learning rolls on, you've got all kinds of things going on. Tell me what I need to know that's coming up here in the month of November.
I think one of the coolest things is all of our different holiday classes that we offer at the Center for Lifelong Learning. And so those will be classes either at the Waldron downtown. Sometimes we have them at other areas. So, for example, on November 11th at 11 a.m., the class is called Not Your Mama's Thanksgiving Dinner, which is awesome. And so the Bloomington Cooking School is helping us with that, but you register through us and take that class.
Now, you don't need to be enrolled in Ivy Tech to take these, do you?
No, and you just come. We enroll you just so we know who you are.
Right. But you don't have to be quote unquote a practicing student. You can take all these for fun, right? Well, yeah, because sometimes people look at me and say, or ask me, they're like, "Well, I'm not really involved with Ivy Tech. Can I take those classes?" Well, yeah, of course you
can.
This is to get everybody involved. And the good news is you will get Not Your Mama's Thanksgiving Dinner just a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. So it's not like you're taking this in July and have to remember all these details.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we have so many different classes, art classes, writing classes, all of those kinds of classes that are on the non-credit side, super easy to get enrolled, very inexpensive classes. Maybe they're one day a week, a couple days a week, but they're just awesome. Here's another one, creating a designer Christmas tree. So you can take it during the weekday, you can take it on the weekend. And we can help you, you know, make your Christmas tree the greatest you've ever had it. And so those are great courses for kind of the holiday. So there you go.
That's awesome. You can pick and choose, and they're very thematic on the things that are coming up right around the corner. And don't blink, because you know how this goes. You've been around the block once or twice. Once we get to everybody gets to Halloween and says, we're fine, then you're gonna be cooking that turkey before you know it. My goodness.
I mean, what is that? Thanksgiving's in like 3 or 4 weeks. I can't believe it.
And it is every year, but it just seems like once you hit Halloween, mm-hmm. next thing you know, it's crazy, and that's what's happening. What else do we have to wrap things up here on a Thursday morning as we get ready for a big Halloween weekend and big family fright night tomorrow night? What else do we need to keep our eyes on moving forward?
I just want to say a great, big, huge thank you to our entire staff, the team. We work very hard together. You might have seen in the article in the paper earlier this week about all our salaries and
oh yeah, and I noticed who's number one. Who's number one?
Yeah.
Who's number one?
But you know what I want to say in that article? I just want to clarify that just a little bit. You know, it said something about over 60% of our employees make under $25,000 a year, and I just want to tell you that those are all our part-time people. So we only have we have under 200 full-time employees. So that 60% are over 300 and I think it's 18 employees are part-time. So, of course, they're going to make less than $25,000. And I just want to let people know that, you know, the devil is in the details. That's right. We pay a living wage to all of our employees at entry level. And I think that's super important. And then the team is the best in the state. And they're just incredible. And they really care for students and each other. So I'm really appreciative of that.
Don't forget, they're just not picking on you. If you've seen today's paper, Fred Glass is on the front page how much he's making. So they're getting...
That's right.
Hey, you know what? You know who they haven't called? Let me tell you who they haven't called. Let me tell you whose phone's not ringing about all that. But we do this... we do it out of love and fun, that's for sure. Hey, have a great weekend. We're going to talk to you next on November 2nd. That sounds like it's 100 years from now, but it's really not. So I'll talk to you next month.
Okay, take care. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate it. Jenny Vaughn, she's the chancellor at Ivy Tech and joins us every Thursday morning just after 7:35.